Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. I'm looking at the boards from the close, and we saw major averages advancing, but it wasn't exactly a smooth ride, was it?
Not at all. Green on the screen, but messy under the hood. You had the S&P 500 up 0.3% and the NASDAQ adding 0.6%, but we finished well off those morning highs. It was choppy action all session long. The bulls barely held on to the momentum.
Exactly. It felt like a tug of war. Let's look at the technicals. We are seeing some tight compression on the indices. What are the key levels you are marking up for the next session?
For the SPY, I am watching 680 as critical support. We consolidated right above that. The ceiling is clearly 683. We need a high volume break above that to get excited. On the Qs, support is sitting at 621, with resistance at 624. We saw volume spikes mid-session that scream indecision, so don't get chopped up in the middle of the range.
Good warning. Now, despite the chop, tech was back in the driver's seat. What led the charge there?
It was the mega caps again. Nvidia up for a second day, Apple and Microsoft grinding higher. But the real standout was Intel. It surged over 8%, which helped lift the whole semiconductor index by 1.8%. That sector is crucial right now.
Speaking of standouts, we have to talk about the industrials. That sector actually showed the widest gains of the day.
Yeah, and you can thank Boeing for that. The stock flew up over 10%. They gave some positive commentary at a conference about cash flow and delivery expectations for the 737 and 787. When a heavyweight like Boeing moves 10%, it drags the whole sector with it.
It definitely does. Now, let's shift to earnings because we had a massive beat and raise from MongoDB. Talk to me about that move.
This was a crusher. MongoDB up over 22%. They smashed revenue and EPS expectations. Their Atlas revenue accelerated to 30% growth. It's a clear signal that data infrastructure for AI is still a hot trade. It even pulled Credo Technology up 10% in sympathy. If you're trading tech, you love seeing that kind of reaction.
Absolutely. It sets a good tone, but not everything was working. Energy took a hit, right?
Yeah, energy was the loser today, down over 1% as crude oil futures slipped below $59 a barrel. That sector is dead weight right now.
Okay, let's get tactical. Based on the price action into the close, what are the specific setups or breakout leaders we need to have on the radar for tomorrow?
I'm focused on relative strength. Stocks that held their highs while the market faded. First up, Texas Instruments, ticker TXN. It diverged positively from the rest of the semi group late in the day. I'm watching for a breakout above 177.60. If it clears 178, we have room to run toward 180.
I like that relative strength angle. What else?
Look at Grainger, ticker GWW, in the industrial space. It closed near highs with steady higher lows. If it holds 956 support, I'm looking for a push through 962. Also, keep an eye on SciTime, ticker SITM. It had a strong impulsive move late in the day. If it holds over 304, it could be a momentum continuation play.
Any thoughts on the metals? I saw some chatter there.
Definitely. The silver complex is waking up. Miners like Hecla Mining, ticker HL, and First Majestic, ticker AG, held higher prints even when the ETFs cooled off. If silver futures stay bid, those are prime candidates for a momentum leg up.
Got it. So we have tech leaders, industrial strength, and some specific momentum setups. What is the macro catalyst that could wreck the party tomorrow?
It's a data dump morning. We get ADP employment at 8:15 a.m. Eastern, and then ISM services at 10 a.m. The market is sensitive to yields right now. The 10-year is at 4.09%. If that data comes in hot, watch out for volatility.
So stay nimble, watch the open, and respect the levels. Thanks for the breakdown.
You bet. Let's see if the bulls can break that 683 level on the SPY. Good trading, everyone.
We'll see you on the next one. Goodbye.